Partners Ending Homelessness, the organization that conducts the survey, says a total of 949 homeless individuals were counted. That's down 6% from the 2012 count, when 1,005 people were found. Of that total, 781 were staying in shelters, while 168 were on the street or otherwise unsheltered. 26 fewer military veterans were experiencing homelessness, and the number of family households and the total number of children remained relatively flat compared with last year. There was, though, a 60% increase in the number of chronic homeless. That was largely attributed to the fact that for the first time, the survey was conducted over more than just 24 hours, beginning on January 30th, with other checks over several succeeding days. Earlier this month, a system-wide think tank was hosted by the organization to come up with active steps to be taken to reduce homelessness. Daryl Koziak, the executive director of Partners Ending Homelessness, outlined some of the objectives.
Rededicating to ending chronic homelessness, focusing on reducing family homelessness, really looking to improve our measurement and our accountability and our performance with the things we can control is fabulous, and it really sends a strong message to the community that we want to be accountable. We can do some great things if we have the proper support, and if we can get more support, we can really make this thing happen.
Koziak also outlined how the community can get involved in the effort.
First of all, if you go to our website, partnersendinghomelessness.org, there is a list of the agencies that we work with. Every single one of them needs assistance, needs volunteers.
The complete results of this year's point-in-time count can also be found there, and there's a link to it on our website at wfdd.org. Steve Biddle, WFDD News.